He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. Session. See, my mouth is wet from all that rain. We're in session for School Talk. Welcome, 244-923-424 WBDG. Email schooltalk1@yahoo.com. Today is May 5th, 2017. It's a Friday, and it's raining like cats and dogs and elephants and bears and cows. Oh, my, it's been raining for the last 3 or 4 days. I saw a boat go by my house. I saw a ship. I saw a canoe. I saw somebody saying, please stop the I didn't see all that, but please stop the rain. My mama said, boy, you crazy. I said, mama, you right. She dropped me on my head when I was younger.
Oh, my.
Hey, where who are you?
Who am I?
Where you been?
Gone.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, just totally introduce yourself again, because I don't know who you are.
Michaela Kelly. Senior. Michaela Kelly, who has 17 days left of high school.
Push the magic button for yourself. Whoa. Yeah. Ah, who's that in the corner? That's your sister.
Yeah, that's little sister.
Hey, she's Tim. So I got kids in the corner. It's better to be in that corner than the corner in the classroom.
Yeah.
Go sit in the corner. That's where I just sit in the corner. Put the dunce cap. Doug, you know the thing about the dunce cap?
I never had it on. No.
That's my guest. I got guests in the studio. I'm Austin. I have this man. He's stopping for a little bit because he got to go. But he's the director of safety and security here at Wayne Township. We're going to talk to Doug Sheffield shortly. But before I get to my guest, I want what's happening with my little bitty thing we call the
All right. So on the big board, we've got. I'll do like most. How about right now? Right now. So what we got going on right now is tomorrow. Ben Davis is promised from 8 to 11. At Lucas Oil Stadium, and then post prom will be at Western Bowl with B Swift, and doors will close at 12:30. So prom ends at 11. You have from 11 to 12:30, an hour and a half to get to Western Bowl. If you don't get there, doors close. Sorry about your luck. You can't get in. Can't get in. This could be free refreshments and free bowling, so don't miss that.
Party in the parking lot.
No. All right, and then our Beatty Theater is presenting The Wizard of Oz. A lot of my friends are actually in that, and they're working really, really hard. So that'll be Friday the 19th at 7, Saturday the 20th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and then Sunday the 21st at 2 p.m. I think this is the first time they're doing a Sunday show.
Uh-huh.
So they're expecting a lot of people to show up.
Get you and your little dog.
That's right. And then our Relay for Life is not on the track this year.
Okay.
It's actually behind the ninth grade center gym in those little area of trees in front of the giant stadium. So in between the giant stadium and the school, it's like this little open areas. We're gonna have Relay for Life. That's May 20th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. They're raising money for cancer research.
Whoa, I'll be out there.
That's right.
Yeah, I can say a lot about that. I can say a lot about that. Lot. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's it.
And I will say a lot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, what was that thing, Tommy? The Big Four. All right, students, you got 17 days for school's out? You said 17
well,
days?
Well, I have 17. 17? She's got 20. No, 18.
Because you go to a different high school.
No, I don't go to a different high school. I'm a senior. We got out two days earlier.
That's right. So I didn't know. See, I didn't go to prom, so I don't know those things like you know. I was a knucklehead. But anyway, that's another show. In the studio, folks, just for a little bit, while you stopping in and say hi to us and give us a little update what's going on. The Director of Safety and Security, Doug Sheffield. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I always ask my kids and my adults, where'd you go to college?
I went to Vincent University.
Get out of here!
Yes.
No, you ain't got to get out. You can stay.
I'm a graduate of Ben Davis High School, 1979.
Okay. I was going there, too. I was pushing the magic button for that one. I love that one. You know, and you've been on vacation, my producer. But that one drive back in the day, I'm saying you're not older than me. But anyway, that ride to Vincent from Indianapolis was one long,
very
slow
long
trip.
Yeah. I went out I-70 to Terre Haute and south on 41, and I could put the car on autopilot.
They'll get the I-69 done. It'll be an awesome trip down to Vincennes. Yeah. Ever get? I don't know. I don't know. Do you know if it's even done?
There's from Bloomington South. It's Bloomington open. South. Yeah.
So she, oh wow, that is one slow road. Anyway, Wayne Township. As the director of safety and security, what do you do?
I keep people safe.
I like that. Sure, I keep people safe. But seriously, this campus is like a campus.
It's huge. Yeah. It's you know, huge. Our campus
and your people's.
It's bigger than some colleges.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do our officers are they? IMPD officers, or are they Wayne Township security?
So we have
how is it set up?
We have a combination of both. So we have 8 full-time police officers that work for the school district.
Okay.
Most of those are assigned in the secondary schools. For instance, Ben Davis has 2. The Freshman Center has 1. Mm-hmm. Chapel Hill Center has 1, and Lyndhurst Center has 1. But we also have, in addition to that, we have about 30 IMPD and Speedway police officers that work part-time for us on a daily basis.
Okay.
So any given day, we have 11 police officers working in the school district. That's bigger than some police departments. So
maybe that explains why, to my next question, why are we? I say we're lucky. This is my opinion. I say we're lucky. And then you can add to that. When we come in our main door, door one, there's no one standing there with a metal detector.
Correct.
So I say we're lucky. Now, you tell me why we're not necessarily lucky, but we are what we are.
Well, obviously, if you think about trying to metal detect that many students, you know, we'd get everybody in about noon, and it'd be time for lunch. So, but
the favorite hour today.
Yeah. But, you know, so the officers that are working inside Ben Davis, they're actually called school resource officers. Mm-hmm. That's what the SRO is, the big terminology nowadays. And so what they are basically a resource to the students and the staff of the high school. So
now, I also do know, and this I'll say this kind of jokingly, but we got so many cameras in this school that we got a picture of you changing your mind.
Yeah.
That's how many cameras we have in this school. Because I know when I was on staff, there's not too much. Our cameras don't pick up.
Well, the thing about our cameras, we have over 200 cameras in the building. And so we can obviously, you know, if somebody's doing something, we can track them throughout the building and find out where they're going, what they're doing, who they're hooking up with. So,
And to our parents, and like I'm a grandparent. Now I got my grandson goes to 9th grade center. You know, if they have concerns, or why? I guess my question is, why should they feel comfortable when their children come to Wayne Township?
Well, I think that we do.
Besides the obvious things you just mentioned.
Right. So I think we have a great program here. Mm-hmm. Our officers work closely with the administrators, the teachers. They work as a team, and that it works.
Like, what are some of the training that the guys go through, or guys and gals that go through in Wayne Township? They go to conferences and other trainings, things like that?
Correct. So we have to have a minimum of 24 hours of the equivalent of a teacher. Like, we call it professional development training.
Okay.
So it just keeps you up to breast on the new laws that are in effect, anything that, you know, is changed over that last year. So each officer has to go through 24 hours of training. That includes firearms training. We have to go each year, requalify with our firearms. One of the new classes that we're sending officers to is called NASRO. It's a National School Resource Officer School, and it's geared more towards in-school setting type training, dealing with students with special needs, working with teachers or staff members on ways to, you know, reduce violence.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a leader of our west side, of our Wayne Township, you didn't go from Ben Davis to Vincennes straight to this job. What happened in between Vincennes and the time you became our director of security?
Okay. So, obviously I wasn't even 21, actually, when I graduated from college. Mm-hmm. So I had about a year period of time. I was hired by the state police.
Okay.
You're a former trooper.
Okay.
Yeah, I worked in the...
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
I worked in their central records office downtown at the state office building.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did that for a year, and then once I turned 21, I was hired by the police department, and so I've been a police officer for 35 years.
Wow, push the magic button, y'all. That's awesome to your service. Head top. See, we got professionals. We got pros. Wait, I'm right there. That is awesome. I didn't know that. That's State Police Connection. Yep. Now, I did not know that. That is awesome. In law enforcement, what do you tell young people that I want to be a police officer? What do you tell them?
Well, they got to obviously make the right decisions, you know. So you can't be in trouble.
Early. Yes, it starts early.
Correct. But there's a lot of great programs. The Career Center offers the law enforcement class that Mark Gullion teaches. Mark and I worked together at the Sheriff's Department. We were homicide detectives together.
Dang.
And, okay. So it's a great program. I wish that I would have had the opportunity to do that. But then college, you know, it's not a requirement, but it always looks good on a resume if you got some college.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just learning a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got different programs. They got Explorer programs, cadet programs that kids that are under 21 can get involved in.
Okay.
And learn the job, learn the people.
Right.
It's all about who you know.
Wow. It's very important that we bring folks on like you on the show. The reason why I do this for you folks in the audience is our young people are going through a lot of things as young folks, and the future's not looking good based on their current situation. And I always try to tell them that, you know, tomorrow's, live, do your best for today and live for tomorrow, because tomorrow can bring something awesome. If you want to go into law enforcement, you can't be a knucklehead today and continue to be a knucklehead, because it will come back to haunt you. When that time comes, you knew, oh, I want to go into law enforcement, but you made too many mistakes while you were young, and now you got too much paper behind you, and then your life, you say, oh yeah, I can't be a police officer, I'm just going to not do nothing now. And then, but law enforcement is an awesome career.
It is,
and you do some things that you never ever, and you see some things that you never forget. You always see it. And I was trying to tell people, when some horrific things that happened in life, I don't need to see that now, because I've seen that when I was a trooper, and I still see it, the hurt that families have as a result of someone else. Because I don't like bad guys. I don't like bad guys. You know, not crazy, I can deal with y'all, but I don't like bad guys. And that's just Emerson speaking. And so I want all the young folks out there, if you want to get into law enforcement, keep your nose clean now. Talk to the right people, because it is an awesome profession. And when you help somebody, boy.
It feels good.
Boy. Can't nobody take that away from
you. That's true.
How old you get. And so what's next? You get involved in politics a little bit?
Well, maybe.
You're the same person that saw for Constable out there?
Yes.
But we got to bring you back and talk about that, because that's interesting, because you're still trying to serve people of Wayne Township.
Correct.
Is that always been in your blood?
Yeah, it has. I'm really, you know, ever since I was, 21 years old, I've been basically a public servant. And
why? I mean, why? What do you get out of it?
It's a good, just a rewarding feeling. You know, you're not going to get rich doing the job, but it's rewarding. It's a good career, and it's nice to help people.
Yeah, that is so cool. I mean, that's really what it should be all about. You know, I mean, we all got to eat and pay bills, but if you don't love what you do and like people, then you need to just go do something else. That's all I can say. And then I know you got to get out of here, but one thing I wanted to tackle was, and a lot of the things, I know we do action plans at the school, we do plans, stuff, there's plans out there, but one of the things that I want to hit on in the next two minutes is one thing when it comes to young people and conflict resolution. Speak to that, because young people, they get involved in something, and they really, to my opinion, they really don't know how to handle it, and they handle it the wrong way. And they say, you're calling the resource officer.
Correct.
To break up something because of something that you don't know how to resolve. So speak to conflict resolution and what young people and parents should do with their young person to help them deal with conflict resolution.
Yeah, so, we're dealing with that a lot. Social media seems to feed it also, because you can come back in from a weekend at school and there's social media things that have been put out over the weekend, and then we're dealing with it on a Monday. So one of the biggest things is controlling tempers,
okay.
It seems like, is you got to have a cool and off period.
Okay.
And whenever we deal with a situation at the high school, the first thing we want to try to do is get them separated.
Mm-hmm.
Get them separated so that they can't keep talking to one another. let them cool down, because a lot of times they'll still be angry when we're dealing with them. And, you know, we don't want the officers thinking that the anger is directed towards them or the staff.
That's huge.
Yeah, so.
That's huge. That is huge, because I know that that can escalate into something's worse, bigger. So young people, I know that sometimes they don't understand that, you know, they think they, and I just said, y'all think they know, they think they know everything.
Correct.
I mean, they think at this age they know everything and they got all the answers. I'm 62. I don't know everything. When I was 40, I thought I knew everything. I still, looking back now, I didn't know everything then. So I want young folks to be smart and use. And so, and don't be, and there's another thing I want, your time is up already. You got to go. But speak to this. I always tell young people, get to know a member of law enforcement.
Correct.
Or a number, because my reason was, you never know when who's going to pull you over. It might be something minor. And then, like, back in the day, you get pulled by a police officer, you know, and like, Mike, what you doing? You didn't use your turn signal back there. And that's not like you, because they know you. And it helps.
It does. We encourage the kids to, or the students, to talk to the school resource officers. They do a great job. They're always open. They help kids with problems. A lot of times the students will actually come to the school resource officer before they go to somebody else. And, you know, it's that trust factor. Right. You got to build that trust factor. Respect. Respect is huge. Yeah. You know, you got to show respect to get respect.
So. Exactly. Well, I appreciate everything you do, sir. And the guys and girls do on the department, law enforcement here at Wayne Township and throughout the county. So anytime you got something going on, let us know. We'll put it on the air. Show up at the big window. We'll put you on the air. We don't care. I know you got to go somewhere. You got to go right now. So I'm going to let you do that before you lock me up. I'm just kidding. But anything you want to party with, you're good.
If you're good.
You're good. All right, high five. All right, thank you for your service. We're going to take about 30 seconds and clear the board here. That's the director, safety and security, Doug Cheffel. The man got the knowledge. You see him in the hallway and out there in the district. Hey, say hi to him and thank you for his service too, because we need folks like him. Thank you very much. We'll take 30
what
seconds.
What is wrong with you? You're worthless.
Stop trying so hard. It's pathetic. You're such a loser. Nobody even likes you.
You can't do anything right.
You're the worst person who ever lived.
You're such a freak. Why can't you be more like a brother? You're a giant waste of space.
What makes you think you can hang with us?
Just hearing your voice gives me a headache.
You're trash. You'll never amount to
anything.
God,
you're such an idiot.
I wish you had never been born.
This is what bullying sounds like. Are you listening?
Are you listening? Bully, I don't like bullies either. I mean, you talk about conflict resolution, and too many of our young people are caught up with... in that, you know, and Wayne Township and Doug and teachers, you know, and I know they have effective conflict resolutions education here in the school, you know, but young people, you got a part to play also, because you sometimes just don't know how to manage teasing, jealousy, and physical aggression. I mean, you don't. I mean, schools have problems. Every, you know, you hear about fights in school and over something that's really, really trivial. It's so small.
Mike's in on. Yeah. I walked past one yesterday, and like it was just these two guys, and they were just yelling at each other. And then like some kid walked up and like grabbed one of the kids and walked away and was like, "You graduate in like 20 days. What are you doing?"
Yeah, step in. Yes. Like, step in. Stop. Do it. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, there's a Polaroid on that. Be shaking like a Polaroid picture. But you know, it's pictures. But I wonder this, and I should have asked Doug this before he left. But I wonder this: How much do our students pick up from their parents?
Yeah, that's what I think sometimes,
when
too.
When it comes to conflict resolution.
That's right, because, like, my mom, if there's a conflict, she always wants to be like, okay, sit down, like, what do you want to talk about? And so, like, we've kind of learned that. I mean, we argue sometimes, but, like, if it's...
Oh, who, tell me, show me a sibling that don't argue.
Right?
Show me.
That's nothing new. Yeah. But, I mean, like, if it's with somebody else, we know how to, like, come... We know how to approach it.
Yeah.
Differently, I guess, but it really is how you raise that.
Yeah, how much is this is homegrown, and how many adults out there in areas of their lives they have no discipline how to deal with conflict resolution. So therefore, this is what their kids see at home, and they think this is the norm, and then they come to school try to act the same way they act at home, and it just don't work. You know, adults play a big part, a huge part, in molding their children to act right in the right environment. When they're away from home. I mean, I'll just say, when you go to some of these department stores, you see some of these parents, and their kids are out of control.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I ain't mention no department by name, but the kids are out there running up the alleyway, jumping on stuff, tearing stuff off the alleyway, and the parents are just standing there like they're in a vacuum or something. They're in a twilight zone. They're not saying anything, and the child is screaming and yelling and get mad. The child goes through a tantrum, laying on the floor, beating on the floor and stuff. Give me a broom. Sweep up the child. Okay, I'm sorry I said that. I got whooped. I got whooped with switches. I got whooped with belts. You ever heard of razor slap?
No.
Okay, in the barbershop, there's this piece of rawhide. And the barber uses it to sharpen his razor.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a razor slap. My daddy, it could be 3-4 inches long and maybe 4 inches wide. I got whooped with that. I mean, if my parents was hearing that, they'd be locked up for child abuse. But they love me. And I'm glad I got those whoopings. You know, I never been to juvenile. Mm-hmm. I never went to jail. I wasn't an angel, but you know, I got in fights and stuff like that. But when I got home, I got a whooping, and then this would make this. Okay, anybody out there? 244-9234 244-WBDG 244-9234. Explain to me this: why did I get in trouble in the street before I got home? My parents knew.
Somebody.
We didn't have telephones. We didn't have telephones.
Somebody told
me. We didn't have a phone. It ain't right. We didn't have phone. We didn't have a phone. But before I got home, my parents knew that I did something wrong, and I got a whooping when I got home. She knew. That don't make no sense. We didn't. I can see if we had a telephone. We didn't have a phone. That don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Oh. And like they say, you know, be home before the lights go out, be on that porch before the street lights go out. That was so true. But see, we had discipline. I mean, we had whoopings, you know, in my family, you know. So I knew that when I was in the public, I needed to act a certain way. We didn't go out in the department stores. And when my parent did take it to the store, it was nice. We behaved because we knew when we got home, we would get a whooping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember I did steal something one time. I did. I stole some lunch money when I was in the eighth grade at Woodrow Wilson High School, or seventh grade, Woodrow Wilson High School in Terre Haute, Indiana. I stole some lunch money. I got caught. I got took to the principal's office. I didn't cry. I'm bad. Shoot, I'm bad. You gave me. I'm a seventh grade. I'm bad. So yeah, you know, what you gonna do? What you gonna do to me? He said, I'm gonna call your father. I said, Oh. Then I started to cry. So I'm sitting in the principal's office crying. I'm not crying because I got caught.
I'm crying because your dad's getting caught.
My dad's on his way. My daddy was big. Well, my daddy was big to me. I don't care what nobody said. My daddy he whooped me in the principal's office. He whooped me on the way home. I got whooped when I got home. He whooped the thievery out of me. And I appreciate that. You know, and that was it. He cured my theftism. You know, and you gotta love parents like that who would take the time to. And my daddy, he worked. My daddy, he worked at the coke plant there in Terre Haute. You know, he worked hard, so he took off from work to come get me. Back in the day, that's not like it is nowadays. Mr. Allen, your son was involved in school. You need to come get him. No, to get off work back in those days was huge because you know you got paid wages. You know, mm-hmm. So you had to clock out. He didn't get paid. He had to clock out and come out and deal with his knucklehead son. But my dad is a big reason why I did not go juvenile or go into a life of crime or have a bunch of babies. I'll just say it. I got four daughters, you know, all through marriage, you know. But it's like, you know, yeah, back in the day, you know, kids just going crazy. But anyway, that's a whole new story, a whole new show. How many babies? I got four daughters, y'all. Four daughters and 5 grandchildren. Oh man, but my parents, they believed in whoopings. So and that's what I wonder now with the kids nowadays, you know, they're acting out and they don't know how to deal with conflict resolutions. How much of it is their parents not knowing how to deal with?
Well, that and you and then you also run into the problem where like kids nowadays are like, you know, blah blah blah, I'm not gonna listen to police, da 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 da, they don't know what they're talking about type thing. And it's really that also falls back on the parents too, because it really it comes down to how do you display that to your kids? Because my niece, 5 years old, she's in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
For years now, she's been saying she wants to be a baking Like cookie baking, cake baking, police officer. She has been that for 2 years now. That's cool. That's what she wants to be when she gets older. We're all okay with that. You go ahead and you do that. You bake me cookies and you go arrest bad guys. And then her dad one day was like, well, he's like, you're not going to pull me over. And she said, if you're going too fast, I'm going to pull you over. She has no sympathy. She's like, no, if you're not, I'm going to pull you over. He's like, but I'm your dad. He's like, I'll run away. She's like, and I'll catch you and you're going to go to jail.
That is so cool. I can just see that because you think about, when you think about community involvement and going to schools and getting young people to understand law enforcement and get used to law enforcement, I can see her going to an elementary school, baking cookies or a cake in her uniform, have it at a table, talking to people about law enforcement, you know, and serving up.
I can see it too.
I can really see that. And anybody still that ideal before this young child do this, I'm going to come visit you. Be like, City Pork Day, guess who's coming to dinner? That is awesome. That is cool. That is cool. But anyway, so as we deal with security and safety in our schools, parents, you have a big, big role to play. The schools are doing what they need to do for us, taking care of the students. And like, I know in Wayne Township, I read this on one of the websites. It was pretty cool. In MSD at Wayne Township, each of our students is more than a number, more than a test score, end quote. That is a pretty awesome quote from the district website because it is so true. Your child, parents and grandparents in this district, they are more than just a number, more than just a test score. They're part of this Wayne Township family. We are Wayne. And so when your child is in this school, I know these teachers love your child just as much as you do. And if you don't, they love them more than you do. And that should not happen. You should love your child more than we love your child. But some of your parents don't do what you're supposed to do. And that's just Emerson talking. And shame on you. 10 demerits, give me 50 push-ups, and you're in detention. And you're in school detention, and go to the board and write 1,000 times, I will be a better parent for my students so my students can grow up and buy me a brand new house and car.
Oh, yeah. I've been a good student 13 years of school, and I don't think I'm getting that anytime soon.
All right, coming up at School Talk next few days, Relay for Life on May 12th, Brandon Mendenhall.
20th.
Yeah, May, what did I say?
12th.
Okay. Yeah, good. And then we got the Governor Holcomb coming up.
Oh, yeah.
May 19th. But we got May 12th. This show on May 12th.
Oh, just okay. Yeah. Okay.
Got the event on the 20th.
Oh, we're talking about Relay for Life on the 12th.
Right, we're not going to be running around the school on 12th. Yeah. We're going to run the studio. We're going to be running in the studio doing jumping jacks over our chairs.
Oh, God.
But we got on the May 12th, we got the Relay for Life talking about it. Brandon Mendenhall, Natalie Offen, and Sydney. Sydney O'Day will be in. And on May 19th, don't forget, we got the big show. We got the governor. Governor Eric Holcomb will be in the studio. And on May 26th, is graduation with Brandon Mendenhall. And then I go on vacation because the students go on vacation. And then we'll get ready for a new year of School Talk coming up. So we got some great things coming. Mr. Easter has been doing an awesome job. Push magic up, Mr. Easter. He's been doing an awesome job. I'll tell you all right now, if I ever get rich and I get my own radio station making millions of dollars, I'm still in Mr. Goat, Mr. Easter. I'll pay him about $200,000 a week just to book my shows. He's doing all, and I'll be Wayne Township pride up there in the big world. But so, Mr. Easter, I'll go. Yeah. But I appreciate my students. This is student produced, student run. Without my students, this don't happen. So, speaking of students, can I get y'all back to class? Which class you got to go to?
Newspaper publication.
Hey, you're an editor. Anything big happening?
We're working on our last issue.
Huh.
So that's kind of sad.
Any spoilers? You got a spoiler alert? Or?
We're gonna have. I think it's gonna be a lot. There's a lot more different things we're doing. We're doing a lot of a lot more photos.
So when does it print?
May 26th.
So will you get the governor in there? You get a chance to get the governor? Will you make?
We
it
might probably yeah.
May 19th?
Well, that might be more in the yearbook.
Oh, yearbook?
Yeah. Okay. That might be yearbook.
You got yearbook, you got publication, you got spotlight, mm-hmm. Keyhole.
Yep.
Just those three?
Well, Keyhole is the yearbook.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, get me right. All right, cool. Well, let's send it out and get you to class.
All right.
And we'll just say to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You got to teach them to me. I got nothing to tear up. I got nothing to tear up. I'm feeling depressed right now. I got no paper. I got to find something. I got to find something. What is that? We tear that up. What's your final project?
In here?
Yeah.
I'm working with Gabby to do a drama skit.
Oh, man, those are fun.
Yeah.
Those are nice. Man, that is really cool. I like, that's a whole nother show, too. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves. And what you give out, but you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the rat cat. Don't get wrong with the wrong crowd. Don't do it. Don't do it. Conflict resolution is cool. Talk to your parents. Talk to the officers. Talk to the teachers. You can handle this. Don't freak out and do it the wrong way and start fighting and stuff. That's not cool.
Talk to future officer Kaylin Baker Buchanan.
Exactly. Talk to her. She'll tell you just be cool and bake cookies and bake a cake. Just bake. Just chill. Just chill. Just chill. Young man, be a man. Up your pants. I can't stand sagging. Sagging is just... It's so old. It don't look good either. You look stupid. I said you look. You could be a brainiac. You could be smart. You could be making 5 A's in one class. Can you do that?
I don't think so.
But you're sagging, you look stupid. So pull your pants up. I mean, you're in violation of regulation of fashion in public streets. I just can't stand sagging. It's not a freedom of speech thing. You still look stupid. I know you can dress, but you still look stupid. I shouldn't tell you how to dress your clothes, but I am. Pull them up. Pull them up. The feeling is expressed on School Talk. Next thing, if you're in the Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Wayne Township. I said that twice. Or Giant 90.9 or WDG. They're my views and views of my guests. I'll be next week. I'll be back next week with more guests, more stuff on School Talk. So until then, see you next week on School Talk.